Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 51, and this update is for week 50 of 2022. This week's knowledge share is about a recent influx of patched security bugs affecting a single vendor's products. Don't panic, though. These bugs are low risk. The noteworthy part is the simple sheer number of products affected by the same bug. Stay tuned for this week's weekly knowledge share, where I explain why one vendor had multiple products affected by the same bug, and what this has to do with the software supply chain. In this week's vulnerability roundup, I will cover the plugins that were patched in the above single bug report. Remember, they've all been patched, but that's not always the case. I will also provide in this week's vulnerability roundup an update on the number of unpatched security bugs affecting WordPress components. The concerning trend of unpatched security bugs continues, but at least the numbers are leveling out. Now, onto this week's weekly knowledge share, all about securing the software supply chain. Securing the software supply chain has been in the news a lot this year. Ever since the Log4j incident from last year, it has been a hot subject, tackled by many security professionals as well as the government. But what does securing the software supply chain mean? What problems does it solve? Today, I will try to answer those questions. Users of software may think of it as an application they simply run, nothing more. But we need to pull back and look a little deeper, from a different perspective though, from the developer's perspective. Developers write code, but they also integrate other people's code via libraries, frameworks, and other means into their projects to make their final application. The application users are using are just conglomerations or collections of various code from multiple people. An easy way to understand this, especially for WordPress users, is that a WordPress site is not just WordPress alone. You add plugins and themes and customize it for your needs. You are, in effect, orchestrating a medley of software to build a single application, just as developers do. Now that we know how single applications are built, and we know that they're not standalone products, we also know that this makes security complicated. We all know it's our responsibility to update insecure software when we're running insecure software, but what if there's a security bug in a library or a component that the software the application was built on is using? Who is responsible then? How would end users even know how to patch the problem in a library when they're using an application? In an ideal world, the developers are architects who put together the components in their projects to build it. It's their responsibility to apply those security updates. In turn, if needed, they also need to inform their end users about the update, and it's important so the end users can update their application. I'll now give an example. We're entering YI themes or Yith themes. This ideal behavior that I just described, it was what we saw with a popular WooCommerce add-on vendor, YITH. The Yith developers built in-house libraries for all of their products. Unfortunately, one of those libraries had a lower-risk security bug in them, and after a little discussion between the PatchStack Alliance and the Yith developers updated their in-house library to address this bug in multiple of their projects. This is why the PatchStack database recently added a large number of Yith-related plugins to the database. It was just one bug in a library that was patched, and now all of the downstream products that use that library are more secure and safe to use. This was an ideal situation, but we know things don't always work out that way in the real world. That's why we need to enter and understand an SBOM, or a software build of materials. This is something that's been proposed every project should include to allow the users to cross-reference the project or the application's libraries and dependencies for security concerns. The PatchStack app is actually sort of like an SBOM already, plus it includes an alerting system. Site owners who build web WordPress applications and have the PatchStack app set up on their sites will receive a list of installed components, plus receive alerts automatically if or when any of those components have known security bugs in them That way, the individual who built the application or the WordPress website knows to apply a security update. Developers have options just like this. GitHub has something called Dependabot, which will alert developers if the repository is using an insecure dependency. This is all happening already, but what does the future hold? In the upcoming months and years, we will likely see an increase in proactive security measures, like software build and materials, and alerting systems like PatchStack or Dependabot. Preemptive security alerts are the future. Anyone relying on security vendors who provide only post-compromise detection and cleanup, like an antivirus piece of software, will be seen as two steps behind the attackers and the hackers out there, and a part of the past. Now, on to this week's vulnerability roundup, starting with Yith addressing 20 or more security bugs. If any of your WordPress websites uses some popular Yith plugins, you may want to check if there are any security updates available for your websites. The PatchStack Alliance recently received reports and addressed them with the developers of the Yith plugins regarding CSRF bugs found in their products. CSRF is not a high-risk security bug. It requires an attacker to target a logged-in user and force them to click a link that will then perform an attack, but it is still worthwhile to apply these security updates. The Yith developers did a great job addressing this bug that was found in multiple projects of theirs. As I mentioned in this week's Knowledge Share, the bug was in their in-house library. You could say this was one small bug patched, resulting in many plugins and many websites getting secured. In other Vulnerability Roundup news, let's give an update on unpatched security bugs. This week's unpatched security bugs are still steady, with 7 plugins in the last 7 days not receiving a security bug patch. I can see that a few of these plugins developers are actually actively working on a patch, so I wish them good luck and Godspeed in their efforts to secure their customers' websites, and I will not be providing a list of the affected plugins this week. Now, on to this week's thanks and appreciation. This week, a thank you goes out, of course, to the developers at YI Themes. It was great discussing security bugs with their team, even if we had to iron out some wrinkles in the process. In the end, the YI Theme developers came through with a patch and addressed the issue across all of their projects. Great job. In fact, every project that patches security bugs and communicates security effectively deserves recognition. There are simply too many to name. Developers are patching security bugs every day. So, further thanks is extended out to every developer out there who is actively working on patching security bugs. Your efforts are not ignored and not missed. I acknowledge your commitment to security and the safety for your users. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.